This is KVAK's Brandon Roberts, and I'm here with Ken Lairs. Ken, thanks for joining us here at KVAK Studios today. How are you doing?
Good. Happy to be here, man.
Well, it's the 44th annual Valdez Mayor's Cup, and this race has happened since the 70s. Tell us a little bit about it for folks who haven't been in Valdez before to experience the races. Tell us a little bit about it.
Yeah, so this is the flagship event for Valdez snow machine racing. You know, this is the longest standing event that we've had down here in Valdez, and people come from all over the state to come participate in this. And we have a good amount of local racers as well. But some things you're going to see is all the parking lots are going to be full with trucks with snow machine trailers. The hotels are going to be packed. The restaurants are going to be full. You know, it's going to be a huge influx of snow machiners and snow machine race enthusiasts that are going to kind of fill the town for the weekend.
Yeah, and actually this year the course is 24.3 miles per lap. And what does that course look like this year? I know that we've had quite a few snow storms move through lately. What does it look like out there for our racers?
Yeah, it's going to be pretty intense. So the Valdez Mayor's Cup, the little catchphrase that goes with that is it ain't for babies. And and that comes from a long line of of difficulty and how difficult that race really is, because it's different from a lot of cross countries in the state because it's a lap course and it has such varied terrain. You know, yeah. The guys are going up and down rivers, they're going up and down Hogsback, some tight wood sections, and we have so much snow down here, and especially this year, that the course gets super rough. You know, the holes get really deep, so it's definitely... You know, there have been many an Iron Dog racer that said, you know, this was way tougher than I thought it was going to be. So it's going to be tough course this year, especially for the pro class guys. You know, they're doing right at close to 200 miles, and it's going to be intense.
So let's let people know, how do they get registered to race this year?
So on our Valdez Snow Machine Club Facebook page, there is an event posted, and within that event is a link to do online pre-registration. And then you can also come to the Valdez Brewery 5 to 8 p.m. this Friday, March 18th, and register in person. And that is where you can also, you know, sign the waivers. Otherwise, you'll have to do them at the track before the race. But you can pick up your Mayor's Cup swag, hoodies, sweatshirts, that sort of thing as well. But yeah, 5 to 8 p.m. at the Valdez Brewery.
And all registration must be submitted by 8 p.m. this Friday. So definitely make sure if you're interested in racing that you do get registered before 8 p.m. this Friday. And Ken, let's talk a little bit about the different classes that we've got here. We've got the pro class taking about 8 laps, almost 200 miles. Semi-pro class, 6 laps, 145 miles. Vet class, 4 laps, 97.2 miles. Women's class is 4 laps, 97.2 miles. And we've got some junior classes as well. Tell us about the events for the kids this weekend.
Yeah, so the junior classes have been a big hit, and they're part of the reason, like last year, we had a record number of entries of racers, and a big part of that is the juniors. We've got several local juniors that have started racing the Mayor's Cup, and so we've got a junior fan class, and that's going to be any machine that's a fan-cooled machine, and those kids are typically 9 to 13 is that kind of age group. We've got a junior transition limited class, which is going to be your snowcross machines that have a limiter kit on them, and those kids are typically also 9 to 13. And then you've got the junior pro class, and those kids are like 14 to 17, and they'll be running the 600 class machines, you know, liquid-cooled 600s. The other classes outside of the juniors classes are all essentially run what you brung kind of a rules. Those guys, you know, they can show up with any machine they want to. They could bring a turboed, you know, 850 if they feel like it. And that's kind of one of the things that's special about the Mayor's Cup is people would think that's an advantage, but the reality is that horsepower is not typically what wins this race. It's strategy and being able to finish and stay fast the whole time. And so, yeah, it's interesting. We've been open on that for several years now, and we've never had an 850 show up and win. It's always been a 600. So,
wow. Okay. That is interesting. And you mentioned that you had a record number of racers last year in 2021. How many racers did you have?
I was right at 70. you know, 70, maybe 72 or something like that.
And I mean, do you expect a similar amount this year as well?
I do, gauging on the amount of phone calls I've been getting with questions and several of them from new people who are new to the sport. So yeah, I anticipate a big turnout.
Well, and let's talk a little bit as well about some of the other events. I do want to give the Snow Machine Club a big shout out, because every year during Frosty Fever, you folks have some kids races and a poker run. So a big shout out to you guys from KVAK Radio for putting that together. But tell us a little bit about some of the other events that you guys put together, as well as the snowcross races that are happening this Sunday.
Yeah, so we've been adding a lot more events to our schedule, some non-racing events as well. So we've been doing the poker runs. We did a poker run for Frosty Fever. We do a Halloween poker run. We're probably going to try to do one more this spring, another poker run. Those are super popular. People enjoy them. They come out and just, it's a light trail ride with a little poker hand and a dart throw at the end. So it's just a good fun family, activity. And then, yeah, we've got, our youth snowcross championship series we've been doing this year. That's got, you know, quite a bit of interest and good turnout. I think we've had four races so far, and we've got, you know, a non-points race this Sunday after the Mayor's Cup, which is just a invitational snowcross that everyone, you know, people from around the state come down to. So it's a non-points race, but we get a lot of people who come down from the Mayor's Cup and then stay and race snowcross. And then the next weekend, we've got a double header, essentially, where we have snowcross, youth snowcross, both Saturday and Sunday. And then after that, up at Thompson Pass on April 15th to the 17th, we've got the Mountain Man Hill Climbs, which is another, you know, long-standing traditional event for this area. I think it's, I'm remiss now. I think it's the 30 something annual. I've made too many of those flyers to remember what it is exactly. But yeah, so we've had a lot of hill climbs, and those events, that hill climb event, we've also, similar to the Mayor's Cup, we've been adding classes and stuff for the kids. So we do have a juniors hill climb class. We always set up a 120 course. So if you're, you know, if you're maybe not a hill climb racer, but your kids are into riding and doing a little bit of racing, there's something for them to do there. You know, you just bring them up. It's a great event. It's a family friendly event. You know, last year was a record attendance for that event as well. There were probably, you know, 300 plus people up there on the pass. And it was a very outstanding event last year. We hope to have a repeat this year.
Yeah, absolutely. And with all these awesome events does come safety. Let's talk a little bit about what folks need to be aware of if they're going to be recreating on the trails or driving out the road. What do folks need to watch out for?
Yeah, definitely. So there's going to be a big influx of people in town, for starters. So there's going to be a lot, probably, you know, a significant increase in traffic with people, especially with trailers. So the Valdez Pipe Yard, which is where we're all of our town events are based out of, is out there. It's kind of behind Mark's Repair, across the street from the new gas station. And so, and the way the race course runs, you're going to see, you know, probably people pulled off on the side of the road between Mark's Repair and the softball fields. I guess I'll just give a quick rundown about where the course goes, because it's also important, not only for highway safety, but people who are out using the trails. I know a lot of, you know, locals know that this happens every year, and it's just something that we do, and everyone kind of expects it. But for people especially who haven't spent a winter in Valdez before or have never been here for Mayor's Cup, so those racers are going to be, they're going to start trickling into town this week, and they're going to be out testing their machines and learning the course. And they're going to, the way that goes is they leave the Valdez Pipe Yard headed towards the ocean. They're going to cross the road that you know, the Old Town Road there, and they're going to turn left, and then they're going to head towards the Valdez Glacier Stream. And they're going to loop around that dike and drop onto the glacier stream and cut across the glacier stream. They're going to go down to the softball fields, and they're going to parallel the highway next to the power poles. So they're going to get to the softball fields and loop around the outside of them, and then they're going to head back, cross under the Valdez Glacier Stream Bridge, and then head to Corbin Creek and loop back and head down the Alpeco Road Trail. So that trail system right there next to the Richardson Highway is going to see a lot of snow machine traffic, and then there might be people who, you know, see these guys practicing, and they're going to want to watch, and they're going to pull over on the shoulder of the road and watch them kind of as they go by. So you might see people parked on the edge of the road there, traffic on the trails. They're going to leave that El Petco dike. They're going to head down that dike, and they're going to cut behind the Corbin Creek subdivision, and then they'll make the right turn at the trail there and go behind Robe River subdivision and head out onto Robe Lake. They go across the lake. They come back on the northern side of the lake, and they will head for Hogsback Trail from there. So they go up Hogsback, up to the first big bench, and then back down what's called the Old Hogsback Trail. From there, they're headed out towards Slater Creek and the East Peak Resort area. And so those guys have graciously allowed us to cross their property. And so we'll run their trail system out to the Valdez Glacier Lake. And then we have a checkpoint out there, and they'll round that checkpoint. And from there, they race back down the Valdez Glacier stream all the way to the bridge, go under the bridge and make a right-hand turn. And they run parallel to the highway until the old Peak Shop parking lot there. So then they turn in there, and they return to the pipe yard through that back trail. That's kind of the whole course. And anywhere on that course, you know, you're going to see people practicing here throughout this week. And so just be aware and kind of have a heightened level of awareness. And then Saturday, race day, we're going to be sending the kids first, and then the junior classes, they race on their own. They don't race with the adults. So we race the junior kids first. Those kids leave at 9, and they're usually finished up by about 10:15 or so. And then we'll do the racers meeting. The pro class goes first, and they leave at 11. And so then we send the rest of the waves at 2-minute intervals after the pro class, and we go pro, semi-pro, vet, and women's. We'll have like 10-person waves. That race will run until about right around, you know, 3:45, 4 o'clock. Is typically when we're finished up. So anywhere in between, you know, 9 a.m. and 4 o'clock, you're going to see people on the edges of the road trying to watch. You're going to have racers, you know, running the trails. So it's just a good time to avoid those trails, avoid that trail system. If you do need to cross it, be paying attention. Try to go with the flow of traffic.
Yeah, just pay attention and be safe. Be careful out there. Ken, where would you recommend folks come to observe the race? Where are some good spots to do that at?
Well, if you don't have a snow machine, I do think that the best entertainment value is had probably on the...
the pipe yard or...
Well, next to the road between the glacier stream and the ball fields.
Oh.
Is really, you know, you get to see some really good action there, because they're going down on one side and then coming back on the other. There's usually some good bumps. So there's some carnage that happens there.
Cool.
The pipe yard is also a good place to check out. You'll see, you know, the whole pits set up. You'll be able to see the whole, you know, kind of like the race scene there. But, and we've got a big, you know, snow berm built up where people can walk up that and spectate from there as well, and have a pretty good view of the whole pipe yard area. If you are on a snow machine, I would just ask that, there are places you could go watch from, you know, the Valdez Glacier Lake or maybe a dump road, you know, or the Hall Road, where you could get a good visibility of the Valdez Glacier stream. I would just ask that you don't, you know, use the race course to get anywhere. I would just, you know, ask people to stay off of that. You know, we just want to avoid any potential incidents there. And there's a lot of great spectating that you can get to without using the trail. So I would just encourage that.
All right. Well, it does sound like there's a lot of fun in store this weekend for Valdez. For folks out there who don't know about the Valdez Snow Machine Club, tell us a little bit about the organization itself.
Yeah. So super, you know, longstanding organization, the club, great group of, you know, volunteer spirited locals. And it's different than a lot of clubs because we don't only do, you know, events or one specific type of racing. A lot of clubs are kind of focused on just snowcross or just, right, you know, one type of racing. And we do pretty much all types of racing. But in addition to that, we also do, you know, some community stuff. We're big into the, you know, doing the poker runs and kind of just family friendly events. And then we also do search and rescue. That's a big part of the club. And that's actually, that's one of the pillars of the club, so to speak, is is that, you know, we've got a longstanding reputation of helping out with search and rescue, and people know that something happens and they need help, we'll respond. We'll help out where we can, you know, volunteer-based group that can bring a lot of resources to bear in a pretty quick fashion. So that's always been a big positive of the club, and it's garnered a lot of support. There's a lot of people in the community, especially people who've lived here for a long time, who appreciate that and have always, you know, supported us for doing that.
If people are interested in volunteering to help with this year's Mayor's Cup, what's the best way for folks to contact you guys?
Yeah, so the easiest thing is probably to just shoot us a message on our Facebook page, The Messenger, or you can email us at valdezsnowclub@gmail.com, or show up to the registration and just say, hey, I'd like to help volunteer. There's always, you know, things that we could use help with. You know, the more people we have helping, the shorter those burdens kind of last, you know, the duration. So you get a lot of people that want to help, and it's like, oh yeah, hey, can you do this for, you know, an hour, and then someone else will take care of it. So yeah, we always appreciate volunteers, and for all of our events, you know, they're what makes this all work. You know, everybody's a volunteer. This isn't there's no paid positions with the Valdez Snow Machine Club. Everybody's a volunteer, and they're doing it. They're donating their time, which, you know, a lot of people say is the most valuable thing you can donate. So it's much appreciated.
Absolutely. Do we want to give any shout outs to any of our volunteers with the Snow Machine Club?
Oh man. I don't know. Do we have all day? We have so many people that help, and not only people, we've got, you know, and businesses that really step up. You know, we've got, such great support out of this community. You know, I can say for the Mayor's Cup specifically, he's going to be mad at me for doing this, but Kurt Wilson with Wilson Brothers Distributing does a ton of work preparing and getting this race ready to go. He's the go-to guy, and he's the backbone of putting this together. I will also say for all of our kids and youth races, good amount of help from the city of Valdez. Public Works helps us keep that place accessible. Parks and Rec grooms it for us, the course. Ricky Wade with PNR Enterprises donated a dozer for us to help build our course. Bill Harris has done so in the past. So is Jesse Passon with Mega Trucking, has hauled equipment for us. So is Roger Kuiper. Speaking of volunteers, I am going to call out a couple of people. Andrew Roche, Matt Smeltzer, Heidi Johnson, Mark Prevost, you know, Jeff Davis, Richard Kirkpatrick, you know, these guys, Kyle Sobeck. We've got just such phenomenal volunteers who just put in so much work. And I know that I'm missing some. You kind of put me on the spot, but just know if you're a volunteer and you help out with the races, I appreciate you so much. You know.
Well, and the community appreciates you guys as well for all the work that you guys do to bring these awesome events to the community. So,
yeah, like I said, I'm going to just keep rolling names out here as long as you let me. Bill Roach, Lisa Martin, Neil Martin, Seth Brewer, Kathleen. I could go here all day. We have that many volunteers that just help out so much.
Well, it does take a village, so it's great. Well, thanks, Ken, for joining us here at KVAK Studios, and good luck this weekend. All right, well, there you have it, Valdez. Please make sure to take care if you're out recreating on the trails or driving down the road between Airport Road and Dylan Road near Robe Lake Subdivision, as racers are going to be getting ready for this weekend's 44th annual Valdez Mayor's Cup. If you need to get registered or check out the schedule of events, visit the Valdez Snow Machine Club's Facebook page. We'll see you out at the Valdez Pipe Yard this Saturday, March 19th.